This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. So you've been taking diabetes medicine, or maybe high blood pressure pills, for some time. You visit your doctor for a checkup and you're told that the medicine is no longer working. Your blood sugar or your pressure has gotten higher. Well, it's time to try a different drug. The doctor tells you to get rid of the old drug and hands you a prescription for a new one. And you leave. You stop by the pharmacy and purchase the new drug, which in all likelihood is probably even more expensive than the old one. Then you get home and you take the old medicine off the kitchen table and you wait. What do you do with it? The doctor didn't tell you how to get rid of it. Do you throw it in the trash? Dump it in the toilet? Well, it's up to you, but be careful, because scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey have just discovered acetaminophen, estrogen, and antibiotics in wastewater and landfill. It's not clear what impact these chemicals will have on people, animals, or flora, but I don't think anybody is suggesting the effect is going to be beneficial. In most areas, it's illegal to throw medicines in the trash for fear that the pills will fall into the wrong hands. This means that most people flush the pills down the toilet, but that water ends up somewhere. Some patients have asked me if I can pass their unused medicines on to others in need or donate them to free clinics. But this isn't really feasible, and it could lead to problems, and it may be illegal. So we're left with no good option. And there's another related problem. Some medicines that we take by mouth are not, how shall we say, completely digested or metabolized. They pass through us essentially unchanged and leave the body in an active form. When they leave the body, they also end up in wastewater facilities where modern technology can't rid the water of the drug. So what's a person to do? I'm not sure, but our communities need to take an active role in developing hazardous disposal systems, and pharmacies need to help in collecting unused drugs for proper disposal. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.